Morning, everyone.
弟兄姊妹早。
We come to a once a month English sermon time.
每个月有一次我们用英文讲道。
So for those English speaking people, you can relax and put down your earphones.
如果你是说英文的，你可以休息一下，可以把耳机拿下来。
We hope this once a month we'll dedicate to those English speaking brothers and sisters.
每个月有一次，我想让说英文的弟兄姊妹能够方便一点。
I would like to start from a greeting your neighbor first, because I always appreciate every time you look around. You never know right hand side, left hand side, or people in front of you or behind you. They may not be here next week. So I want you to say hello and greeting to them and find out who is leaving us next week.
我想我们先大家还是彼此问安，因为我想每一次我们来，我们前后左右所遇到的人都不知道下一次是不是我们还会再遇见。
Okay, we have more time after worship and we'll do so.
我们聚会完还有继续的时间，可以继续来问安。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we praise you because you are Almighty God.
主，我们赞美你，因为你是全能的神。
And you are the living God.
你也是活神。
And today we come before you to worship you.
今天我们在你面前敬拜你。
And we wait upon you.
我们在你面前等候。
We pray that today you will speak to us.
我们祈求你今天向我们说话
through the book of Romans
借着罗马书来向我们说话
through the apostle Paul what he experienced about you and today you can reveal clearly to us too
借着保罗在你里面的经历今天来向我们启示
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen Probably you knowWe're going to have a series of message about the book of Romans.
你们可能都知道我们将会在罗马书上有一系列的信息。
If the Lord's willing, I would like to have 5 to 6 times of message about a book of Romans.
主若许可，我大概会就罗马书讲5到6次。
First one today, which is the why become a Christian.
今天所讲的是为什么要成为基督徒
It's very simple questions but when the people ask you why do you become a Christian can you answer it?
这是一个很简单的问题但是当别人问你为什么成为基督徒的时候你能回答吗
And this is in the chapter 1 and 2 of Romans
这是在罗马书一二两章
And the second one I'm going to cover is how to become a Christian
第二部分是怎样成为基督徒
And that's from Romans chapter 3 to chapter 5
这是罗马书第三章第五章
And then next one is going to be how to live as a Christian
再下一次是如何过基督徒的生活
This is chapter 6 through chapter 8 in Romans
是罗马书六七八三章
And then number 4 is going to be how to obey God as a Christian
第四个是基督徒如何顺服神
That's in chapter 9 through chapter 11 of Romans.
在9章、10章、11章。
And number 5 is going to be how to serve God as a Christian.
第五次是基督徒如何来侍奉神。
That's from Romans chapter 12 through 14.
罗马书12章到14章。
And the last one, if the Lord permit, I'm going to share something about what can we learn from Paul's personal notes.
最后一次我想是说我们从保罗他个人的记载当中我们可以学到什么
Even though this is in the last two chapters of Romans 15 and 16
在罗马书最后15、16两章
Sometimes we treat that as a very trivial or probably that's just a benediction and doxology nothing to learn from
很多时候我们把它看得太过简单了觉得是一个普通的问安
But actually there's something we can learn from
实在我们在里面有可以学习的
So hopefully this sixth series of message willHelp us to get into the God's desire and God's purpose.
希望借着这六次的信息，带我们能够进入神的旨意。
Today I'm going to start with a testimony.
我想先开始有一个见证。
And not from me, but from one of our young people here.
啊，不是我，是我们一个当中一个年轻人来见证。
And John, could you come over? And he's going to use Chinese, is that right? Okay.
他用中文。Let us pray together.
感谢主，能够跟我们在一起，给我这段时间，让我能够与大家一同分享。
Thank the Lord, let us be together, and then we have the opportunity to share.
分享我的生命。
To share my life.
和同你一起的路程。
And my journey.
希望我的口与你同语。
May you be with me and bless my mouth.
如果我说错了话，做了假先知。
If my sharing is not accurate.
那请你把以圣灵来警醒我。
May Holy Spirit alert me.
这样我可以能够再次建立你的荣耀。
So that I can testify your glory.
这样的话，我不至于在人前跌倒，你也不至于在人前显抖。
So that I will not fall before man.
那么请你就给予我以下的时间吧。
Please be with me for the following times.
还是口才不佳。
I don't have a good speaking skill.
希望我的这一点点经验
，and my little experience,
能够激励一个人，感动一颗心
，just a small one.
I pray in your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.我是这样的，我现在还是很紧张。我从来没有在大庭广众之中来做这个见证。
I've never had a testimony in public.
那么今天我要讲我的故事。
So I will share my story today.
一个年轻的爱情故事。
A love story of young people.
这个。我先自我介绍一下，因为很多人
I will first introduce myself.
很多人对我不太很熟。
Some of you may not know me closely.
因为很多人对我不是很熟。
Many of you may not know me well.
好，现在清楚一点了吧 ？OK， 大家好。这个我是差不多14岁来美国的。
I came to the United States at about age of 14.
然后后来那个我姓李名征。
My name is John Lee.
今年29岁。
I'm 29 years old.
至今未婚，尚无女友。
I'm still single.
哦，不要误会，这不是征婚广告。我呢在这个怎么这个遇见耶稣呢，是我在大学的生活当中。
I met Jesus Christ in my college life.
你知道这个大学宿舍是鱼龙混杂。
You know in the college the dormitories are a very complicated place.
然后呢就有这么两个这个基督徒。
There were two Christians.
这个隔三差五就到我那个那屋来。
Every 3-5 days, he will come to my dormitory.
所以就跟我就说基督。
They talk about Jesus Christ to me.
这个我当然就是作为一个从这个共产主义的接班人哈，是吧
？As a young man coming from a communist country.
这个我就会那个就是说必有反感。
So I my response is quite negative to them.
所以说我就当做一个锻炼英文的机会吧。
So I treat it as an opportunity to practice my English.
就跟他们辩论。
So I just debate a lot with them.
结果辩来辩去以后我就信了。
But after a lot of debates, I became a Christian.
所以说这是我的基本的这个信仰过程。
And this is my journey of faith.
这是第一步。
And this is my first step.
那真正后来的最大一步呢，一大步比前面一步稍微大一点的那一步。
My next step.
那就是在这边。
It is in here in Kansas City.
我呢，很长一段时间，我虽然相信耶稣，也受过洗，但是呢，我的生活没有没有行出这个耶稣的这个道。
Even though I believe Jesus Christ for a long time, and even though I have been baptized, but still, yet my life cannot reveal the beauty of Jesus Christ.
所以说呢，我这是在这儿做反面教材。
So I'm a bad example.
所以希望能够这个，哎。这个以我的例子来，这个能够帮助大家。
Yet I want my example can help brothers and sisters.
如果我说话如有不周之处
，If I didn't said it well，
因为我这个才疏学浅，对这个圣经知识甚微。
Because I don't have enough knowledge。
还请各位兄弟姐妹多多担待。
Pardon me for that.
Yeah. 那我就开始讲这个爱情故事吧。
Now I'm going to share the story.
这个我在圣地亚哥就是通过同事介绍认识的一个女孩。
It was at San Diego that through coworkers I met a girl.
我跟她一起生活了两年半。
We lived together for two and a half years.
我们当然建立了很多的这种感情。
So we built a lot of relationships.
那么呢，就是说，我当时因为这一点，所以说我就是停止去了教会。
And because of that, I stopped going to church.
当然，我先说她不是一个基督徒。
Because she was not a Christian.
那我实际上我自己本人并没有感到跟基督越走越远。
Even though I don't feel myself away from the Lord.
但是我回想起来，我知道我实际上走得太远。
But actually, now thinking back, actually I have been far away from the Lord.
所以呢，当我们就是说在短暂的分开之后
So during a small period of time of separation
我们就分手了
And then we actually split
那当然在这当中有我有很多的这个苦恼啊烦恼啊诸如此类的
It was a very painful experience
但是呢在这些烦恼之中就是我得到了很多这个我们成人团体的很大的这种帮助。
But in the all the sufferings, I got lots of help from the young adult group here.
我觉得我的生活并未快乐，在那个时候。
I felt I was not happy during that time.
但是大家都说人在基督里面应该快乐。
A lot of people say that if you are in Christ, you should be happy.
然后我在想。我为什么不快乐
And I thought, why I'm not happy?
那快乐有两种意思
there are two meanings of the happiness
一种呢是因为你满足于过去
One is because you are content with your past
那一种是你对未来有期望
The other is you have hope of the future
我都没有
But I don't have either one
但是呢当我从这个看到众多的兄弟姐妹都很快乐的时候
When I see that so many brothers and sisters have joy
我才发现原来他们两者都截肢都有。
I discovered that they have both.
他们对过去满足。
They are content with their past.
因为他们一直与神同行。
Because they walk with Christ.
他们一直有希望。
They have the hope.
因为神就在那边招向他们招手。
Because God is calling them ahead.
那么我呢现在也很快乐。
I'm happy now.
因为我发现跟他们在一起，与他们一起读经，与他们一起分享，我发现这样的快乐，这种快乐我们自己给不了自己，也无法寄托于他人。
I found out that to be with them and studying the Bible together, I found a lot of joy which I cannot find by myself.
那么这种快乐只有神给予我们。
And this joy can only come from God.
但是我们快乐和怎么说呢，我的行为上这种快乐，同时呢也是因为我行为上就是说更加属灵。
I also have the joy because my deeds are more spiritual.
因为就像他们一样，因为我们跟神同行嘛。
Just like them, because I started to walk with the Lord.
那就像就是因为我今早上那个读了下罗马书，看了一眼，那就是说与神同行，就是说要听他的话，然后跟着圣经上走。
And even this morning I studied the book of Romans, that to be walking with the Lord is to obey him and to do what the Bible asks you to do.
那当然就是说我现在就是说我必须承认，就是说我一开始信主的时候是非常有热情的，现在呢就是说从热情变成了实际。
I have to admit that when I first believed Jesus, I have the passion, but today the passion becomes reality.
因为毕竟这个世上有自己的法律，神有他的戒律。
As in this world have its own law, but God has his commandments.
但是我发现我必须把神的戒律放在第一。
I found out that I have to put God's commandments ahead of the laws of this world.
这是与神同行的第一步。
This is the first step to walk with the Lord.
所以呢，我当时就是说那种发现自己这个成熟了不少。
I found myself to be much more mature.
这个不像这个以前，就是说遇到任何事情都感到这个热情奔放。
Don't like before. Seems I have lots of energy for anything.
那么呢，我做就是说想每件事情的时候，我都先好好想一想，或者去参考一下圣经。
Before I do everything, I will think it over and refer to what Bible says.
这样我才能走得正而不后悔。
So that way I can walk on the right way and will not be regretful.
可以说我的第二个春天又来了。
I feel like I have my second spring.
我们到底与这个基督徒到底与常人有什么不同呢？与世人有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between a Christian and people in this world?
我们都需要衣食住行。
We all need our daily bread.
但是不同的是我们对生活的理念和理解。
The difference is our attitude to life.
我们都有喜怒哀乐。
We all have our feelings.
但是我们不同的是因为我们有信心与希望。
But the difference is we have faith and hope.
我们都有爱。
We all have love.
但是我们不同的是我们爱的核心和源泉。
But the difference is the center and the spring of the love.
我不想占用大家太多时间。
I don't want to take too much of your time.
那么在结束的时候呢，我想就是说，特别感谢一下对我有帮助的人。
Before I stop, I want to thank you all that have helped me.
但是我要先感谢神。
But of course, I need to give all the thanks to the Lord.
这个没有神我是无法涉足于此的。
Without him, I cannot be standing here.
我先感受一下，感谢一下这个Uncle Emil 和 Uncle Tony 对我在圣灵中的引导。
I'll thank Uncle Emil and Uncle Tony for their leading in the spirit.
再感谢一下就是这些成人团契对我生活的充实。
And all the brothers and sisters in the young adult group and in the daily life their help.
Yeah.所以说让我们再做一个结束祷告吧。
Let us end with a prayer.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
当我遇见你以后。
After I met you.
你与我同行。
You walk with me.
我时时发现自己。走在生命的钢丝上。
I often find myself walking on a very dangerous place.
手里握着你赐予我的平衡杖。
But yet I have the peace from you.
望着省量钢丝另外一端的国度。
While I'm walking on this cord, I can look on the other side.
你的国度。
I'm looking upon to your kingdom.
不知脚下即使黑暗的边缘。
Even though there's darkness underneath.
我以前是一块污纸，一张污纸。
I was just nothing.
你用你的宝血轻轻拂去纸上的污迹。
You washed me with your precious blood.
你带我一起走过黄色的沙漠。
You led me through all the deserts.
白色的山脊。
And the white mountains.
绿色的森林，还有清澈的小溪。
And green forest.And clear.
我的每一步都有你的脚印。
All my steps are on your footsteps.
是你在前方指路。
Because you are leading the way ahead of me.
是你在身后推脱。
Because you are pushing me.
是你把我抱在怀中。
And you hold me in your bosom.
使我不受伤害。
So that I won't be hurt.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
我才知道什么是快乐。
I learned what is joy because of you.
真正的 joy, 真正的快乐是与神同行。
The true joy is to walk with the Lord.
与神才能同乐。
And to have joy with the Lord.
我感谢神。
Thank you, Lord.
这样祷告不费奉主耶稣基督基督。
In name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, John. Actually, John is leaving us next week.
谢谢李真他下个星期就要离开我们。
So that's why I want him to do the testimony. Yes, we become a Christian.
是的，他成为基督徒。
We still need to walk with him.
我们仍然要与神同行。
Live a pure life.
过圣洁的生活。
And of course, we need to go to the his word.
要读主的话语。
And then we need to have a good church life.
需要有好的教会生活。
And to pray with those the people they have a pure heart and to pursuing to pray with the Lord.
与清新的弟兄一同祷告，一同追求神。
So that you can grow.
这样就能够长进。
Only mature is in the Lord.
在主里得到成熟。
Okay. All right. Let's go on back to the book of Romans.
我们回到罗马书。
Here's a verse. I'd like to point it out, if I can start it. Thank you. Chapter 1, verse 17.
1章17节.
This is the main theme for entire book of Romans.
这是整本罗马书的一个主题.
And if you have an NIV version,
如果你有那个, 国际版的圣经,
and could you read with me from your Bible?
就和高弟兄一起读。
For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. But I prefer the New King James Version.
刚才我们读的是国际版的翻译，那其实我更喜欢那个英王钦定版，新的英王钦定版的翻译。
And can we all read together?
让我们一起来读。
For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Of course, the Chinese, we only have one major translation.
在中文里面我们只有一个主要的版本。
And why I like it, because here it talks about in it.
在这里我为什么喜欢，应该他这里说在里面。
And in what?
在什么里面？
I think last week our brother already explained that clearly.
上个星期我们弟兄已经很清楚地分享。This
is the gospel of Christ.
是在耶稣基督的福音里面。Another
thing I like it, this is the righteousness of God.
还有一件事我喜欢的就是说这是神的义。And
also it said it's revealed from faith to faith.
本于信以至于信。NIV
version says from the first to the last.
那个国际版的圣经说从开始到末了。So
from faith to faith can explain a lot clearer to us.
但是我觉得从本于信以至于信是更加好的翻译。So
let's see this author Paul, Apostle Paul.
那我们看使徒保罗。And
why this person write the book of Romans?
他为什么写这本罗马书？
This person used to be a very well educated person.
他是一个受过高等教育的人,
almost like a lawyer today.
就像今天的律师一样,
and he was zeal for his Judaism pursuing.
他为他的犹太传统非常的热心.
But later on, he tried to do something he thought he is serving the Lord.
他觉得他所做的是要去服侍神.
And he said, what he is doing, he was doing, was correct. Which is, he tried to persecute all the people who follow the Lord Jesus. And this persecution came from arresting them, no matter the man or woman.
就是不管是妇人, 或者男人女人,
if they meet in the name of the Lord Jesus, and he is going to arrest them and put them in the jail. They feel like this is the way, it's the wrong way. But later on, you know, this person's life changed. His name used to be Saul. And one time he got a permission from a high priest. in Jerusalem, so he went to Damascus.
他从耶路撒冷到大马色去。
On the way there, he tried to arrest all the men and women if they gather in the name of the Lord Jesus.
他去想把一切奉耶稣基督名聚集的人都下在监里。
Just like today we're gathering here.
就像如果我们今天在这里聚集。
But we are not feared.
我们并不惧怕。
Because the police won't come.
警察不会来。
Won't arrest us.
不会把我们抓起来。
By that time, he was a person trying to arrest all these men and women. They gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus.
在那个时候，保罗就是那样一个人，他要把一切奉主名聚会的抓起来。
So he got a permission.
他得到了许可。
And he got all the probably the policemen behind him.
他也有许多的差役。
On the way to Damascus.
他要去大马色。
It was a good, that great light shine upon him.
在路上，他遇见大光照着他。
And this person's life changed.
这个人的生命就改变了。
We knew he was blind at the time.
我们知道他的眼睛瞎了。
For 3 days, he did not eat and he did not drink.
他有三天不吃不喝。
And the Lord sent Ananias come to heal him.
神就差遣亚大尼亚去
医治了他。
医治他。
And pray for him.
为他祷告。
And this person changed.
这个人就改变了。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 9.
那我们翻到使徒行传第九章。
And let's read just a few verses.
我们只读一两节。
When the great light shined around him,That's in verse 3 of chapter 9.
第九章第三节。
Okay. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a great light from heaven flashed around him.
第三节。Yeah. Okay. 扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他。
He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why you persecute me?
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？”Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you persecuting. He replied.
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
”Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
Okay, we know later on the Lord sent this prophet called Ananias to heal him.
我们知道后来主就差遣亚拿尼亚来医治他。
And later on, this person used to call Saul. He started to preach the gospel.
后来这个过去叫做扫罗的人就开始传神的福音。
And this gospel is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God.
说耶稣是神的儿子。
And everybody was surprised.
大家就都惊奇
and said, "Well, this is not a person persecuting us."
说这个不是以前要残害求告证明的人吗
？And why he is talking about the Lord is the Son of God?
为什么他现在传耶稣是神的儿子
？Because his name is changed, his life is changed.
因为他的名字改变了，他的生命也改变了。
He saw the great light.
他看见了大光。
So today he wrote this.Book of Romans.
他写下了这本罗马书。
And from chapter 1 and chapter 2,
从第一章第二章,
you will see probably this is a very negative point. Probably you will see this is the God's wrath toward mankind.
也许你从负面来看觉得这是神的愤怒。
And you see the man already degraded to the point and God only probably the wrath will fall upon mankind.
看到人的堕落，然后神的愤怒要临到。
And there is no hope at all.
有没有，究竟有没有盼望？
There is no hope at all.
那里根本就没有盼望。
Man already degraded to a very, very low point.
人的堕落到了一个最低的点。
They don't know who to worship to.
他们不知道敬拜什么。
If there is not the truth of God, there is not the righteousness of God,the mankind will just totally go away from the standard of God.
如果没有神的真实，如果没有神的真理的话，人就完全的离开神。
So I want you to, from the very first one he mentioned in chapter 1,
在第一章里面,
here he mentioned about there is the God's qualities, or in the other version said God's attributes.
这里说到, 在第一章里说到神的属性,
this is from verse 1, chapter 20. Chapter 1, verse 20.
第一章20节,
he talked about, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible quality.
自从造天地以来,
his eternal power and divine nature
神的永能和神性,
have been clearly seen.
是明明可知的,
been understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
虽然眼不能见, 但借着所造之物就可以晓得, 叫人无可推诿。
Yes, we see all the creations.
我们看到一切的创造,
but sometimes we don't give the glory to God.
但我们并不把荣耀归给神。
Just like in the Psalm 19 from verse 1 through 6,
就像, 诗篇19篇,
he talked about the heaven declare the glory of God.
诗篇述说神的荣耀,
the sky proclaim the work of his hands.
穹苍传扬他的手段,
day after day they pour forth speech.
这到那日发出知识,
night after night they display knowledge.
这夜到那夜传出知识,
there is no speech or language where
无言无语,
their voice is not heard.
也无声音可听,
their voice goes out into all the earth.
它的亮带通遍天下,
their words to the ends of the world.
它的声音传遍地极,
in the heaven he has pitched a tent for the sun.
在太阳如同新郎出洞房,
which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course.
又如勇士欢然奔路,
it rises at one end of the heavens and make its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from his heat.
到天那边没有一物隐藏不得他的热气.
So here is very clearly God already, through the Psalm of David, already described all his creation.
这里借着大卫的诗篇在这里描述神的创造.
But men turned away, did not worship him at all.
但人转去,
many times we just try to worship something is man-made, or maybe just the other creatures,
或者是其他的,
and we did not appreciate his creation.
我们不感激神的创造.
And I want to move on for the second point.
我们来看第二点.
This is the truth of God.
神的真实.
And this truth of God is written in chapter 1, verse 25.
一章25节.
They exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
他们将神的真实变为虚华,
and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator.
去敬拜侍奉, 受造之物, 不侍奉敬拜那造物的主,
who is forever praised. Amen.
主乃是可称颂的直到永远, Amen.
Yes, who is ever praised?
主乃是可称颂的.
Just like the brother mentioned to us,
就像弟兄刚才交通的,
I think the very first part about the 真容, he led us to read the Revelation. He is the one sitting on the throne.
他是坐在宝座上的.
We are to worship him.
我们应当敬拜他.
But many times we just exchange the truth of God for a lie.
但是我们经常把神的真实变为虚华.
And sometimes in this world, it's very hard to tell the lie and the truth.
我们在这个世界也是很难把这个,
the truth is from God.
唯有从神来的才是真实的.
Other things is all very relative.
其他的都是相对的.
Today may be truth, tomorrow may be different.
今天好像是真实的, 明天又不一样.
In Colossians 1 from 5 through 6 mentioned that
加拉太书1章5-6两节,
the faith and the love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you all over the world. This gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth.
对不起,哥罗西书第一章第五节第六节, 是为那曾给你们存在天上的盼望, 这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Okay, here's talking about God's grace in all its truth.
这里说到神的恩惠和他的真实。
Yes, we'll experience in our daily life. This grace is in the truth.
就像我们在我们每天的生活当中可以经历到这个真实，这个恩惠。
Another aspect from the Apostle Paul led us to think about the point is God is righteous.
保罗要我们在这里要看见的还有一点就是神的公义。
Which is from Romans chapter 1 verse 32.
从第一章三十二节。
Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do this very things, but also approve of those who practice them.
他们虽然知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
And what kind of things they are doing?
他们是做什么事呢？
That's in chapter 1, verse 28 through 31.
我们看二十八节到三十一节。
Let's see that. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, they gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
29. This says, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity.They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossip, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless.
装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒。满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨，又是残毁的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、毁慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
If not the gospel, all this will not reveal.
如果不是因为神的福音，这一切不会被显露出来。
Just like the light shined in the darkness.
就像光照在黑暗里。
All of us, we are in the darkness. All this is all relative. Everything is right.
如果我们仍旧活在黑暗里面，这些都是相对的，一切都是相对的。
But when the righteousness of God, just like light shine in the darkness,
但神的公义就像光照在暗处。
All these shameful things will show.
这些可羞耻的事情就会显露出来。
And that will bring us to Him.
要把我们带到他的面前。
Another thing Paul mentioned, which is God's kindness and His goodness.
保罗下面继续说到乃是神的慈爱。
And interestingly, this will bring us into our repentance.
这个慈爱乃是领我们悔改。
We get into the chapter 2, verse 4 of book of Romans.
罗马书二章第四节。
It says, Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance?
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改。
Yes, his kindness and goodness is to remind us his love toward us.
他的恩慈，他的宽容。是叫我们知道他
的爱，
知道他的爱。
So that can lead us into, lead us toward the repentance.
所以领我们在他面前悔改。
What does that mean, repentance?
悔改是什么意思？
Just like we turn around and then we do not go toward the way we are, and but we turn around, we turn our heart to the Lord.
像我们本来在朝一个方向行走我们朝。背向着主行走，但是我们现在转过来，转向主。
Another verse in the Second Peter 3:9 mentioned.
彼得后书三章第九节。
So the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就, 有人以为他是单言, 其实不是单言, 乃是宽容你们, 不愿有一人沉沦,
so sometimes we are in a darkness for years. And you
will
say, well, why the Lord didn't show it to me?
我说为什么主没有向我们显现?
But Lord is waiting for you.
但主是等候我们,
His kindness and His goodness is waiting for you to repent. He gives you a chance so that you can come back to Him. Another point, from the Paul's perspective, he said, is that God's love.
这是保罗所说到神的慈爱,
which is written in Romans chapter 2, verse 10 and 11.
我们看, 罗马书, 10 and 11.
Say, but glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, and then for the Gentile, for God does not show favoritism.
像容易, 有不同的翻译, 都是同一个意思,
yes, first is for Jews and then for Gentiles.
先是犹太人, 后是希利尼人,
so for Jews, they have this grace, and today, all of us, we have this grace too.
犹太人他们得到这恩典, 但今天,
because God, He showed no favoritism.
因为神不偏待人,
not for the rich people, not for the young people, but for the poor people or for the older people too.
不是就是为着, 这个富人, 不是为着年轻的人, 也是为着穷人, 也是为着年老的人。
So this gospel is for all of us.
福音乃是为我们每一个人,
for all we are willing to come to the Lord.
为每一个愿意到主面前来的人。
Another thing, as mentioned in the Gospel of John 3:16-17. Probably we heard this many times. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人,
I think this verse has saved many, many people. I have one American friend, he just brought this verse to me. He said that's the verse came to his mailbox, and that's where he find the Christ.
我有个美国朋友他告诉我说, 他是在他的电子邮件信箱里收到这一节的圣经, 他后来因此而信了主。
Actually it's in a mailbox,
mailbox.
Okay, so this is very powerful. God showed no favoritism. Another point Paul mentioned here is the God's judgment. From verse 5 and 16 of chapter
2,
it says, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed.
已经认得你刚硬不悔改的心,为自己积蓄愤怒, 以致神震怒显他公义审判的日子来到。
And this will take place on the day, that's in 16, when God will judge man's secret through Jesus Christ, as my which is Paul's gospel declares.
16节, 就在神借耶稣基督审判人, 隐秘事的日子,
interesting, God said He will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ.
这里说, 神借着耶稣基督审判人, 隐秘的日子,
so in Him, we don't have any secret.
在他的里面我们没有任何的秘密。
Yes, maybe we can hide from the people, other people, but God, He knows.
我们可以把自己的秘密向人隐藏,
and this judgment will be through Jesus Christ.
这审判是借着耶稣基督,
not through other people, but through Jesus Christ.
不是借着其他人, 乃是借着耶稣基督。
So many times here is in the 1 Corinthians 4, 5, it says, therefore judge nothing before the appointed time, wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in the darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
哥林多前书4章5节， 所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。
Yes, right here he will bring to the light what is hidden in the darkness.
他要叫光照出黑暗中的隐情。
The last one, which is showing that God's praise.
最后一点是说到神的称赞。
And this is from chapter 2, Romans 29. It says, the circumcision of hearts by the Spirit.
29节，2章29节，说到里面的真的割礼。
And not by the written code, such a man's praise is not from men, but from God.
真割礼是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。Just
like in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17 through 18, it says,
就像哥林多后书10章17-18节。
But let him who boasts in the Lord.
但夸口的当指着主夸口。
For it is not the one who commands himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commands.
因为蒙悦纳的不是自己称许的，乃是主所称许的。
From the command from the Lord, which will last forever.
主的称许是永恒的。
Man's command may be changed.
人的称赞会变化。
Today maybe they will praise you.
今天可能称赞你,
next day, probably they won't do so.
明天也许又不一样,
but there is a praise from the eternal, which is from God.
但是在永恒里面那个称许是从主来的。
I'll give you a quick testimony.
我有个很快的见证。
Friday night, I had a chance to go to this institute, probably you learned about it, is the Gideon International.
我星期五有机会到一个学院，是叫基甸国际学院。
And they have a meeting. You know, the Gideon International, they print the Bible.
他们是印刷圣经。
And they print the Bible and send it to everywhere in the world.
他们就印刷圣经送到世界各地。
And they have sent out to nearly 165 countries.
送到165个国家。
And they invite one young person to do the testimony. He's from South America. And this person's family, he was a Muslim. And he said his dad was a drunkard. And his dad always abused him and abused his mother.
他的父亲酗酒，虐待他，也虐待他母亲。
To the point, his mom cannot stay in this family.
他的妈妈就不能留在那个家里。
And he was only probably 5 or 7 years old.
那个时候他大概只有五到七岁。
And he said he lived in a house just like living in a hell.
他说他那个家就像地狱一样。
And mom left.
他妈妈走了。
And he also he was a he lived with his relatives.
和亲戚一起住。
And somehow his uncle just molested him.
他的叔叔就是欺负他。
And to the point he feel like this war is really hopeless.
他觉得这个世界上没有盼望。
And one of his mother's brother lived in Canada.
他母亲有一个兄弟住在加拿大。
And they he is willing to adopt he and his older brother.
他愿意来, 收养他和他的哥哥。
So they moved to Canada.
所以他们就搬到加拿大。
Oh, they feel like, oh, well, I can get away from that kind of environment. It's great. Now I'm in heaven.
他们觉得, oh, 我们就可以逃离他们现在的环境, 他们就像, 就要来到天堂一样。
They say Canada probably is a honey and milk place. He said, "End up is he find out Canada is everywhere covered with snow. Why snow?"
但是他发现，哦，原来加拿大大部分地方都是被白雪盖着的。And
he started to go to school.
他开始上学。And
he find out the environment is not as easy as he thought.
他觉得那个环境不是像他想象的那么容易。Because
he came from South America.
因为他从南美来。
And there are some bullies in the class try to make anything, just make them angry, or call them a name.
班上就有些比较调皮的学生，就是他们所有做的事情都要取笑他。
And he said he cannot stand that anymore.
他觉得他再也不能够忍受。
Just like a last stroke on the camel's back.
就像骆驼背上的最后一根稻草。And
he feel like he want to grab the knife to kill those persons.
他觉得他就要拿起刀来要把那些人杀了。And
gradually he became a gangster.
后来他就进入黑帮。And
he was in and out of prison so many times.
他就在监狱里面进出了很多次。And
one time he said one of his relatives from the United States came to the jail.
他说有一次他一个在美国的亲戚到监狱里来。And
he brought the Bible to him, a very small one.
带来一本很小的圣经。And
he brought it back to his cell.
他就带到他的牢房里。And
he opened up this small Bible.
他就把这个小圣经打开。And
the words say, there's a God sitting on the throne.
那里说到神坐在宝座上。And
he will come to rescue for the person who are in the darkness.
他要搭救在黑暗中的人。And
he said, well, this is my condition.
他说我就是这样的人。I need
this salvation.
我需要救恩。But
he has a resentment in his heart.
但是他有一个记恨还在他的身上。
He said, why God, when I was in a very difficult time, you were not there?
他说为什么在我最困难的时候神好像不在那里。
When my dad abused me.
当我父亲虐待我。
And when my relative molested me.
当我的亲戚欺负我。
Why you never show your rescue to me?
为什么好像没有看见神的拯救。
So he threw that Bible to the wall of the cell.
所以他就把那个 圣经就摔到牢房的墙上。
But since then, gradually he picked up that Bible and read it every day.
但是后来他又捡起来读。
Do you know this person? Today he's not in the jail.
今天他不在牢房里。
He came here to witness for the God's power to change his life.
今天他在见证神的能力改变他的生命。
He's in India right now.
他现在在印度。
He said he finished the Bible college.
他读完了圣经学院。
Now he's a full-time preacher.
现在他是一个全职的传道人。He's in
India right now.
他在印度。
He said every week there are 1,000 people come to the Christ.
他就说每个星期都有上千人归向主。
Just because this book changed his life.
乃是因为这本书改变了我的生命。
Everybody hear that? And some have tears.
我们听的有的就流泪。
And some stand up. Some stood up.
有的站起来。
This is really the God today's work.
这是神今天的工作。
Through his work.
借着他的工作。
Through his words.
借着他的话语。
He changed our life.
他改变我们的生命。
No matter what kind of condition we are.
不管我们在怎样的环境里。
Today God also can do that to you.
今天神也可以坐在我们的身上。
This living God has extended his grace to you today.
我们这位永生神愿意把他的恩惠写给你。
To avoid his condemnation.
免去他的咒诅。
Through what?
借着什么?
Through Christ's death and resurrection.
借着耶稣基督的死和复活。
He gave you what you didn't deserve.
他给你你所不应当得的。
Okay, me what I did not deserve.
他给我我所不配得的。
This is not by work.
不是借着行为。
This is his gift.
乃是神的礼物。
Faith faith is a mean by which you appropriate what Christ has done for you.
信乃是接受耶稣基督为你所做的。
What's appropriate mean?
这个接受是什么意思?
Appropriate is mean to take possession of.
就是去拥有。
Or set apart for a particular use.
把它用作一个特别的用处。
Today God wants to use you in a very particular situation.
今天神愿意在你所在的特别的环境里来使用。
Maybe your work environment.
也许你工作的环境。
Or maybe among your friends.
也许在你的朋友当中。
In your family.
在你的家庭里面。
He wants to use you.
他愿意使用你。
As a mean.
来作为一个工具。
And your justification was accomplished by the shedding of His blood.
你的称义乃是因着他的宝血。
There is no other way.
没有其他的道路。
While we're down run, we can come to Him and He will wash our sins with His blood.
当我们犯错的时候，我们到他面前去求他的宝血来洗净我们。
Because of this justification, your sin is forgiven and forgotten.
你的称义你会发现，你会被宽恕，你的过犯也不被纪念。
While we are done wrong, maybe people still remember.
当我们做错的时候，人会记得。
But in God's eyes, He will forgive you and He forgot everything you have done.
神不但宽恕，他也不再纪念。
If you want to turn your heart to Him.
若是你转向他。
And once you have peace with God.
你就与神相合。
You are no longer considered His enemy.
你就不再与神为敌。
Yes, if we are His enemy, what we deserve is His wrath.
当我们与神为敌的时候，我们得到的就是神的震怒。
And there is a judgment coming.
所要临到的就是审判。
But there is no condemnation remaining for you to bear.
但是在基督里面就不再有咒诅。
And you can live to honor Him and reflect His image.
我们的生活就是为着能够荣耀神，能够把他的形象活出来。
And also you are declared righteous.
所以你就被称为义了。
And not only so, you are an heir of His eternal kingdom.
不但如此，我们乃要承受他的果。This
is the gospel.
这是福音。No
other place you can find.
你不能在其他地方找到。But
God has offered this gospel to you and me.
神将这个福音为我们预备了。If
we want to accept it, this is yours.
如果你愿意接受，它就是你的。If
you reject it, that's not yours.
如果你拒绝，你就没有得到。I
pray that everybody today will accept this offer.
我祈祷说，今天这里每一位他们都接受这福音。This
is the eternal gift.
这是一个永恒的礼物。And
God wants you and me, we have this eternal gift.
是愿意我们这里每一位都能得到。Let's
bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
Thank you for you have shown this gospel to us.
感谢你把这福音显现给我们。
This gospel is through your only Son, Jesus Christ.
就是你唯一的爱子耶稣基督。
There is no other way.
没有其他拯救。
But through you, we can come to the throne.
唯有借着你，我们能到宝座前来。
You are the way, you are the life, and you are the truth.
你是道路、真理、生命。
Only through you, we can come to the Father.
唯有借着你，我们可以到父那里去。
Thank you for you have given us this eternal gift.
感谢你给我们这永生的礼物。
And by faith, we can receive it.
借着信，叫我们能够得着。
And by faith, we can have this eternal life.
借着信，叫我们得着永生。
Thank you for your love.
感谢你的爱。
And you show no partiality to us.
感谢你不偏待人。
No matter what condition we are,
不管我们在怎样的环境,
you always accept us.
你总是接纳我们。
You want to bring us into your kingdom.
要把领我们进入你的国度。
Become your son.
成为你的儿女。
Our sins been forgiven and forgotten.
赦免我们的罪也不再纪念。
So we thank you for this gospel of Christ.
所以我们感谢赞美你为着耶稣基督的福音。
Pray that today we heard this great news. Everyone will have this eternal gift.
所以我们祷告今天凡听见这个福音的主啊，心里都愿意接受。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
感谢主给我们今天的信息，我们一起起立唱诗歌33首。 Please stand up, we'll sing hymn 33. 好 We'll only sing